The year 1909 began with the European and American press abuzz with rumors about a pending marriage between Prince Luigi Amedeo of Savoy, Duke of the Abruzzi, and the American Catherine Elkins. The dashing 35-year-old Duke, grandson of modern Italy's founding king, Victor Emmanuel II, was considered Europe's most eligible bachelor. Miss Elkins, the spirited 22-year-old daughter of a wealthy coal baron who represented West Virginia in the United States Senate, was dubbed the Belle of America. They had supposedly met at the White House in 1907 under the watchful eye of President Theodore Roosevelt, who admired the Italian aristocrat as one of the world's leading explorers, mountaineers, and yachtsmen, and esteemed Elkins as one of his daughter's closest friends. From Rome to Washington, the wires have been kept busy transmitting all the bearings of such an interesting match, the Times of London reported in 1908. And the newspapers have greatly enjoyed making the fullest display of the affair. It had been love at first sight, every account agreed. But in a Romeo and Juliet twist, relished by the media, the lovers' families stood in the way. Apparently intent on securing European alliances through royal marriages, Italy's tradition-minded king forbade the union, the press reported, even as his soft-hearted queen lobbied for it. The publication of gossip about the engagement, the London newspaper noted, has become so intolerable that Senator Elkins yesterday was compelled to a statement asking newspapers to cease printing dispatches and rumors on the subject. At the dawn of modern celebrity journalism, with every major American city boasting multiple penny dailies in cutthroat competition for circulation as nationwide media empires were being born and broken, this plea served only to pique interest in the story. And when the senator ordered the post office to intercept and return all letters and packages from the Duke to his daughter, including one reportedly containing an engagement ring, the press and public made the elder Elkins the villain. Some later accounts had it costing the ambitious senator the presidency. New York's Evening Post denounced the prying coverage as yellow journalism at its worst, and the Times of London agreed. But both reprinted the core of it, sent reporters scurrying after the latest scoop, and clearly sided with the star-crossed lovers, if for no other reason than that the union would sell papers. The mystery surrounding the Duke of the Abruzzi and Miss Elkins, so far as the marriage which an inquisitive press is anxious to arrange between them is concerned, remains as deep as ever, the Times noted in late 1908. The Duke of the Abruzzi might, were he so minded, find a wife in almost any royal household in Europe, the New York Times added. He has chosen to seek her in the mountains of West Virginia, and all students of his past history and the best-informed members of Washington society believe he will succeed. Reports pointed toward a wedding on January 29, 1909, the Duke's 36th birthday. Some had him renouncing his title to marry a commoner. It was not to be. Instead of renouncing his title or defying his king, early in 1909 the Duke escaped the controversy by departing on another of the grand adventures that were the source of his fame. He would go to the Himalayas to make the first ascent of one of the world's highest mountains, the so-called Pole of Altitude. He had already participated in the second successful ascent of the Matterhorn by the snow-swept Smoot Ridge, and in 1897, at age 24, he made the first summit of 18,000-foot Mount St. Elias, the second highest peak in both the United States and Canada. Such were the logistical challenges of reaching and climbing the remote Mount St. Elias that six efforts had failed before the Duke's, and another one would not succeed for 50 years. Yet he had done it, along with dozens of other Alpine ascents, while serving as an active officer in the Italian Navy and pursuing a spirited social life. During the year after the Mount St. Elias climb, the Duke's 89-foot yacht won more races in the European circuit than any other vessel, In 1906, he led the first expedition to scale East Africa's Ruwenzori Range, summiting each of its 6 15,000 and 16,000-foot massifs. In his achievements, it surely helped that the Duke had been born the son of Spain's reigning monarch and grew up as the nephew of Italy's king. Still, it took courage as well as privilege. No other European aristocrat of the era had embraced the outdoor life with such vigor and success, and among world leaders, only Roosevelt could compare.